When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the FPL Tips video ahead of game week 35. My name's Rich and this video is brought to you by Fantasy Football Scout. It seems like we're absolutely flying through the season now, and just for full disclosure, I'm recording this, it's Thursday evening, so I've actually muted the goal alerts on the Man United game. I'm not watching it, so all of this news and tips are going to be before I even know the result of that Man United and Brighton game, so just bear that in mind when making your decisions. Obviously this video will be out Friday morning and we're going to have press conferences later today, so keep your eyes peeled on those. It feels like we say, we're getting towards the end of the season now, so there's probably fewer talking points and discussions, but I think there's some still really good discussions to look at. Our transfers are valuable and we've still got, you know, four more transfers until the end of the season, so we've got to make those transfers count. So don't forget to like and subscribe if you like the video, and we're going to get straight into it. So there's four talking points this week. We're not going to bother with suspension type rapes anymore. So we're going to look at the Manchester City punts and if they're worth it. And we'll get to why people might be looking at Man City punts in a second. We're going to look at defenders to target across the last few game weeks. I think they're quite tricky to pick, so we're just going to look through a few different options. We're going to look at captaincy for game week 35. Obviously, that might be easy if we know Haaland starts, but there's probably a bit more debate around it if, you know, there's a late leak and we don't think Haaland is going to play. But as it stands now, I mean, I do think Haaland's going to play, just for full disclosure. And then I'm going to put my team up and go through my transfer thoughts for this game week. I think a lot of our teams are quite similar, so I think it would be a good talking point to use an actual team. And that's the team I know best. So getting straight into it, are Man City punts worth it? So first of all, we're going to look at the best Man City punts ahead of the game week. Now, the reason to discuss this is the King's Coronation is this weekend in the UK. So the first kickoffs this weekend, there's no lunchtime kickoff or no early kickoff, as you may know it. The games start at 3 p.m. And so that Man City are one of the first games, or first of many games, you know, this deadline. So Man City, we may well get a team leaks. Now, it's worth bearing in mind, as always, team leaks are not guaranteed. They've been correct in the last few game weeks, but they could be wrong. And if there is a big leak and it's confirmed and we're pretty confident in it, there's always the danger of the website crashing, you know, as we saw around about Christmas. I mean, especially if, you know, there's a rumour that Haaland is going to be benched, everyone's going to be rushing onto the FPL website to do their transfers. So first things first, I'd get your team lined up and have plans, maybe flowcharts in your head of the moves you're going to be looking at. So what I thought I'd do, though, is because we might get some leaks, there might be some exciting players confirmed as starting. Let's look at the Manchester City players only and let's look at their attacking stats. Now, what I've done for those watching, and I'll talk through it for those listening, I've gone in the Fantasy Football Scout members area. I've got all the Man City players who've played more than five games. I've removed some ones that weren't relevant anymore, like Cancelo. And this is sorted by minutes per non-penalty XGI. So penalties are removed just so Haaland and Mahrez, you know, have those knocked off of their numbers. The lower, the better. So let's take, for example, Haaland has the best minutes per non-penalty XGI, 107 minutes. So every 107 minutes, he's expected to get a goal goal involvement. Now, some people might be surprised that seems a little bit high, but he's 107 and every 96 minutes he gets a XG, and XA, it takes him 871 to rack them up. So Haaland is unsurprisingly the best for non-penalty XGI, followed by De Bruyne at 120. It's worth pointing in mind, you know, when we talk about De Bruyne, it's his XA, so his expected assists, that look better. Obviously, he was back in training as I record this on Thursday. So every 169 minutes, he racks up an XA. It actually takes him every 407 minutes to get an XG. However, you know, he's a pretty decent finisher, some people's argument would be. I think that's quite a risky one and probably a tricky one for budgets. But now we get into the interesting ones. Mahrez, every 169 minutes. Foden every 174 minutes, Grealish every 180 minutes, and Alvarez every 182 minutes. I think they're going to be the ones where if there's a leak, people are going to be very, very tempted. I think what I would say with that, you look at Grealish, he's a bit like De Bruyne. His expected assists are much, much better than his expected goals. I mean, just to put it in comparison, you're expected to get an attacking return from Grealish every 441 minutes, an attacking goal that is, whereas Alvarez is all the way down at 187, so a lot more like Haaland. So there's not really much to split between these four, ironically. So you've got Mahrez, Foden, Grealish and Alvarez. Now, I guess the things you could detract from here are Grealish is more like more creative, which could potentially be less points, but obviously his minutes always look good. Mahrez, if Haaland doesn't play, is almost certainly on penalties. Even if Haaland does play, there's a chance that, you know, Mahrez gets to take that penalty. So I think that bumps Mahrez right up there. And obviously you look at those Alvarez numbers, and when I pulled this up, I wasn't that hot on Alvarez. I was thinking if we get confirmation he's starting, I'm quite happy sat with Ollie Watkins in my team, for example, away at Wolves. But looking at these numbers, I think Alvarez, maybe I need to look into that a little bit more. We also have to consider their upcoming fixtures, Leeds at home and Everton away. Obviously, Champions League ties around there as well. So there could be further rotation. So if this is a transfer, you're probably locked in for them for the double in 37 as well. So there's a gamble beyond this week, but you know you're getting good minutes this week. And then the double is Chelsea at home, Brighton away. That's a decent double, to be fair. Haaland captain's going to be very, very popular. Finish the season away at Brentford. Maybe they've got the title wrapped up by then. Maybe it's still going down to the wire. So, yeah, there's not much to touch. Like, you can't really put much between these players. I think if we get confirmation Mahrez starting, he'd be very tempting. If you've got a player, you can move out. Maybe you've got someone like Saka, like I do. Although, I mean, Saka, you know, he himself is on penalties. So, yeah, just worth bearing in mind looking at these numbers. And now we're going to move on to defenders to target. So what I've done here, Fantasy Football Scout members area, I've sorted the remaining four game weeks by best defensive fixtures. Now, obviously, if a team has a double game week, they're going to shoot straight to the top of this list, with the exception of Newcastle, surprisingly enough. So we've got Brighton right at the top. They've got the best defensive fixtures for the remainder of the season. A lot of people are tripled up at the moment. I've been very, very impressed with the Stupinan. I think I was a lot more hot on Dunk. I thought he was a lot more nailed than a Stupinan. But the fact that a Stupinan in the win against Wolves, you know, stayed on the pitch, that made me think maybe Brighton actually don't have other options. And maybe, you know, he will continue to, you know, get the minutes. And he was unlucky to only come away from that game with an assist. So a Stupinan, Dunk. And still, if you want to talk about goalkeepers, great assets. Man United, obviously a lot of people have got short already. Dalot is one that's really interesting to me. We talked about him on the Scoutcast. His attacking numbers look incredible, especially when you've got Shaw, you know, playing at left centre back as well. So Dalot is a bit more risky, but he's going to be one I'm looking at. Chelsea are interesting. We'll come onto those on the next slide that I've got prepared. A lot of people have got Chilwell, and I feel like I know they've been bad, same as, you know, Spurs, for example, but they're still one of the, if you look at bookies odds, for example, still one of the favourites for a clean sheet this week away to Bournemouth. So I wouldn't panic if you've got a player like Chilwell, or if you've got Kepa, I'd actually hold them. And then you've got Forest at home. So I think it's one not to panic with, although I'm not going to be jumping on to buy them. Yes, they do have a double, but it's City and Manchester United away in that double in 37. So not that appealing, to be honest. Man City, we just talked about the midfielders. There's rotation in the defenders as well. Ake surprised people by going straight back into the lineup last night. Diaz could become interesting. He's just quite expensive. You know, he's 6 million, so you might need to look at selling someone like Trent. So I wouldn't be, looking at doing that this week. But I think he's definitely one to look at ahead of the double. I always feel like with doubles as well, I'd rather wait till the last minute. You know, if I'm going to be bringing in the Man City defender for the double, I'd wait to the double and have as much information as possible because things can change so quickly. Transfers are so precious. Then Liverpool, obviously they haven't got another double this season. That was the reason we got in players like Trent, the reason we got in players like Gakpo and Salah was because they had that double. Fixtures are still good here though. You know, we look at this set of fixtures, Brentford at home, Leicester away, Villa at home, Southampton away, all looks good. So I'd still be holding on to them, but I think there might become a time where we have to start thinking, do I come off of Trent? If money, there's some money reasons you need to do it, maybe it will make sense. But if you've got a lot of money, I wouldn't be selling Trent. I'd be happy to keep him, for the rest of the season, just like we used to do back in previous seasons. Then what I've done is I've had a little look at, I've gone on the Rate My Team tool for this game week. Obviously, this is a game week 35 video mainly, and just sorted, who are the best defenders for this week? Let's forget all the doubles. Let's forget all of that. Trent is unsurprisingly top. And then I just mentioned Chilwell, they've got second. So that fixture against Bournemouth is still a very, very good fixture. I know Chelsea haven't been good. Chilwell had, at least a big chance in the last game as well. So I'd more than happily hold Chilwell, just that little bit longer. Estupinan, we've talked about him, brilliant asset. Robertson, I think he's expensive. You're not going to be bringing him in now. But if you've got the double Liverpool defence, maybe you could keep another week. And then maybe down the line, you could look to move to someone like Ruben Dias, who we talked about, or John Stones, if you wanted to free up even a little bit more money. Then we come on to like Pedro Porro, probably in the Chilwell mould. I wouldn't be bringing him in. But if you, punted on him a few weeks ago, maybe you could hold one more week. And I know I don't want to get comments saying Chelsea and Tottenham are bad defensively. The defensive fixtures actually look pretty poor this week. Then we've got Stones, Diaz, Trippier. So there's not many good options to bring in long term, but I would have an eye on the Manchester City assets. And then what I've done, I just wanted to look at how the Rate My Team tool looks at the captaincy for this week. Because obviously we've got Haaland top, 6.93. If we were to get news he starts, I think it's a pretty easy captain. If we've got news he's benched, interestingly enough, Salah is next, 6.68, and then Kane just behind, 5.73. So if Haaland's benched, you've got a choice here. You could just captain Salah, you could just captain Kane. Or you could look at bringing one of those Man City punts we talked in about. You could look at bringing an Alvarez. You could look at bringing a Mahrez, who potentially would be on penalties. You could even look at a Foden. That, for me, that's quite tempting. I didn't even mention him. I just feel like the long-term implications, over the four game weeks, you're almost certainly are gambling for game week 37, etc. So you could captain one of those Man City assets, or if you've got Salah or Kane in your team, I feel like that's a pretty good fallback. And if you're not going to be online, you don't trust team leaks, for example, just vice-captain Salah or Kane. I think most people have at least one of those as their second premium. So I think the game week's fallen quite nicely for those that can't be online at the deadline either, or those that just can't be bothered to partake in, the last-minute stress when a team leak comes through. And finally, I just wanted to use my team as an example of, thoughts we might be having this game week. I know my team's a little bit different. I've got Arsenal assets because I've just come off of a free hit. But I've got Steele in goal. More than happy to play him against Everton. And I've got, three Brighton like most people do. So McAllister and Matoma. So as long as there's been no injuries or anything tonight during the Brighton-Man United game, happy to roll with them. Trent, Trippier, Zinchenko are going to be my back three. Now, if people have players like Chilwell, like I say, just play them. And same for Kepa as well. I've got Salah, Rashford and Saka, who I mentioned, and then Watkins and Haaland up front with the captaincy on Haaland. And my first sub is actually Solanke. So things I was looking at is if there's that Man City league we were talking about, I could do Watkins to Alvarez. If there's a Man City team league, I could do Saka to Mahrez, Foden, even potentially Grealish, although I don't think I'd do that. It's just, I think having two free transfers in the next game week would be more powerful. But then there's that part of me that think that's quite boring. And especially as we can almost project that, let's say we know that Foden's starting, we can be pretty confident he's going to play at least, you know, 70 to 80 minutes. He might even get the full 90. And at home to Leeds, you know, that's superb. So it is a gamble. I can see the merits in rolling and I can see the merits in people using transfers. The Watkins to Alvarez move is the one I'm just back and forth on, because Watkins, we know he's on penalties. He's away to Wolves. You know, Wolves just lost 6-0 to Brighton. Obviously, it's worth saying Wolves are much, much better at home than they are on the road. And this fixture, you know, Watkins is away to Wolves and it's a local derby as well. So I think it's a week where if you do want to do a move like that, you know, it's a gamble, but you could be paid off immediately, you know, literally as the deadline goes, 2 hours later, it could pay off. But thanks a lot for joining me this week. I'll be back next week for game week 36. It's really going fast now. So drop me any comments if there's, you know, stuff you'd like to see, either from me or stuff I could use in the Fantasy Football Scout members area. I'll be more than happy, you know, to look at what we do in the video next week. But good luck for the game week and I'll see you next week.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.